We are live.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the embodiment. Whoa, screen. Did you see that wiggle? Holy crap. All right. Welcome to the embodiment of soul care. We are here live and we are being joined tonight by JJ Smith. She is a medium and she is a dear friend of mine. And Casey actually just got to meet her the other day just through a Zoom chat meeting. And we all had some great chemistry. So I'm going to warn everybody right now. 1, 2, and 3. We all have too much to say all the time. And there is a delay going on with JJ's whole system out there because I think she's all the way out east and there's a little bit of a delay. So we're all going to have to watch what we say when we say it. I have to actually, I told Casey, and JJ, you'll think this is funny. When we got off of our call the other day, I said, I'm going to have to literally count 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, and then open my mouth. So we'll see how this goes. So let me just kind of give everybody a background. JJ and I met at a author's event in Northern Colorado, both in Loveland and in Fort Collins. And not only did we have the passion of writing, but we also had a spiritual passion. We had great conversation and we just really hit it off. And JJ kind of just told me about her whole, you know, adventure and exploration into the world of mediumship. And I found it fascinating because, you know, we've all gone to mediums. And if we haven't, we've always thought, what is that all about? Like, what's the mystery behind it? How do they find that they can do this? What's the secret? And so this is going to be a really exciting evening because, well, it's close to Halloween. So Casey and I thought it'd be a little fun to bring this whole idea into play. And we're just going to kind of get to know more about this whole mediumship world, the clairvoyancy. And also have, at the end of this show tonight, we're going to do just a small little clip of a sample reading for Casey or myself, whichever, wherever the heavens open to tell Jen to join in with us. That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to throw it to JJ. And what I want JJ to tell us about is how she found this path of mediumship.
Did you ask how?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Needed to double check. So I've been studying energy, right? I've been studying energy clear since 2005. I used to be a professional speaker for 13 years and traveled all over the country, speaking the world of finance. And I always had this thing, right? Sometimes I would just know things, or it seemed like groups of people were drawn to me, but I never really understood why. And so I started studying energy in 05 just personally. And then about 3 years ago, I was doing a workshop at my house on overcoming anxiety. And I'd had about, I don't know, 12 or 15 people there. And at the end of the session, everybody had left except this one woman. And I kind of knew her, but not really. And she was telling me how stressful her job was. And out of the blue, I had this thought come into my head. And normally I stop them before they get out of my mouth, but on this one, it was already out. And I said, you have to stop taking Ambien or it's going to ruin your life. And she gave me like this shocked look and said, how, and just burst into tears and said, how do you know I take Ambien? Nobody knows I take that. It's the only way I can sleep. And I said, I don't know how. Sometimes I just know stuff like that. And so that was really the push for me to, you know, pretty much as long as I can remember, I've had feelings, right? I always called it like a strong intuition or a good gut feel or stuff like that. But that was really the push that I needed to say, what is going on? And I had no idea where to start. Who do you call and go, hey, sometimes I know things and I don't know why. Do you know what it's called? And so I, you know who Teresa Caputo is, the Long Island medium? Do you know who that is?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. So I knew I probably couldn't get in touch with her, but I had seen on an interview one time with her that she said she had had a woman who helped her understand what her gift is. And so I Googled who that was, and it happens to be Pat Longo out of Long Island. And so I set an appointment with Pat and said, you know, I think I have something like this, but I don't really know what it is. And I can't really seem to control it. It just shows up when it wants to. And so we talked for a while, and she said, so obviously you have it. Why aren't you using it? And I said, honestly, I'm scared of it. Like, I'm kind of, I'm afraid, like, what if something low vibrating or scary shows up, right? And so she told me the most profound thing that really gave me so much peace is she said, you know, just like you get to pick your friends in life, you get to pick what kind of spirits can be around you. So by saying I only allow the highest vibrating spirits around me, near me, or through me, that's it. That's all that can come. And it was such an aha moment, right? Like, really? Okay, then I don't have to be scared of what this is, and I can quit ignoring it like I've always done and just start paying attention to it. And she really was the first person that I spoke with that was able to give me some direction on what this is and how it works.
Wow. That's, you know, I had heard about Pat Longo many, many a times. And so did you actually go, did you take classes from her?
No, no, we actually, we did a one-time phone call and she said, hey, I want you to like go read this book, do these two online classes. And this was November, like almost 3 years ago. And so I did that and then I just didn't think any more about it, right? I was done doing what she told me to do by late December. And then I didn't think about it again. And then in June, I went down to Mexico and I was going to be there for a month because I was house sitting for a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And like the second day I was there, I ran into these this couple that we know in the street and said, oh, come over for a glass of wine. And they were there not even 5 minutes. And they said, oh, have you heard there's this new medium in town? And his name's Kennedy, and you should go see him because we did, and he's right on the money. Like, he totally knows what he's doing. And I said, yeah, but he's probably booked out like months. Like, usually mediums are booked out a long way in advance.
Right.
And they said, I don't think so, because he just moved down here. So I got a hold of him. That was a Sunday, and I went in for a reading on Tuesday. And he said, you know, have you been to a medium before? And I said, no. And he said, well, why are you here? And I said, I think I have something like what you have, but I don't really know what it is or even what it's called or exactly how it works. And he didn't say anything about that. And then we started doing the reading. And when we were done, he was like, okay, so 70% of the people that come in and see me tell me they have like what I have. So when you told me that, I'm thinking BS, BS, BS. But with you, it's actually, it's true. You have it. And so I think we should be working together. And I said, okay, that sounds great to me. And he said, I'm doing a class next month. And I said, I'm not going to be in Mexico in July. Boo, it's too hot.
So wow, yeah.
I said, I'm here for a whole month. Yeah, psh, the humidity. And, but I said, I'm here for a whole month. And I feel like we should be working together. And so we started meeting 3 times a week for 2 hours at a pop. And he really was the one that helped me hone understanding what you're getting from spirit, right? Because what happens is it's like playing a game of charades, and especially in the beginning, because my strength was clairsentient, which means I could feel if spirit was around. And so the running joke that I used, all my friends would always say when I'd buy a piece of real estate is that I had to walk through the house because I needed to know how it felt. Right. So anybody that knew me has always known that I have that. But he helped me understand what I was feeling or what impressions I was getting and that how, what's really interesting. Do you need me to stop talking? Cause I feel like I'm hogging the conversation.
No, this is exactly what I wanted you to do. I wanted you to go into this detail.
Okay. And so, so spirit can only communicate with you in the vocabulary that you have, right? And so it's like playing a game of charades because when I started doing it, like I would see things or, but I wouldn't really understand what it was. Like the first couple readings I did, maybe the first 5 readings, 2 different times, I would see a pair of work boots thrown in the corner. And so I saw those work boots, and I would say to the person that I was meeting with, was this person a farmer? And like one time it was, and one time it wasn't. And I was like, what do those work boots mean? And then the more I did it, I realized those work boots were a representation that they were a hard worker or had a strong work ethic. Because to me, my family were all farmers, right? In the Midwest. And if you were a farmer, you were a hard worker. So it just takes me a little, it took me a little while in the beginning to understand what certain symbols meant that they were showing me, right? They were showing me a picture in my mind's eye. And I had to figure out what that meant.
That makes complete sense, you know, and you would think it, at first when those languages are coming to you, when they're giving you those pictures, that, yeah, you would relate it to being on the farm because that's the language you know. But yes, I get it. So then they had to totally reroute and communicate differently with you. So here's something that I want you to kind of address for people, because I know this is something that weighs heavy upon everybody. And that is, you know, a lot of people have a question about, is my loved one at peace? Did they suffer in their passing? So when you are communicating with a lot of these past loved ones, do they ever address that? And if they do, what is the consensus on that?
Did you ask me, sorry, you cut out for a second, if the spirit suffered in their passing?
Yes, like to give validation to people who are viewing this that are afraid that maybe their loved one has passed and suffered through that passing, and are they at peace now?
Oh, I see what you're asking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's probably the number one question I get. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of people come in and say, oh my gosh, at the very end, my mom was like choking on her blood, right? Because she was fighting lung cancer or something. And it was such a scary feeling for the person and also for the person that was passing over into spirit at the end. That is a very, very common question that I get. But the beauty of it is, and here's the really crazy thing, is a lot of times when I do readings, the spirit will make me feel the way they felt when they were passing over as a means of validation to the person that I'm meeting with, the client that I'm meeting with, to show them that I know how they passed, right? So perfect example, and Kelly, don't let me forget to get back to your question. I did a reading 3 days ago where I'm doing the reading and all of a sudden I'm like, oh man, my stomach is killing me. Like I felt kind of nauseous for a second, but then I felt like I got punched in the stomach. And I was like, man, did this person pass? I knew this person had crossed themselves over. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Okay. So I knew that this person had crossed themselves over, but I didn't know how. And then 10 minutes into the reading, I start feeling like somebody punched me in the stomach. And so I'm telling this girl, this woman, about it. And she said, oh yeah, my mom actually shot herself in the stomach.
Oh.
And that's how she passed. And I said, oh, because I didn't know that, right? And the minute I said it and that she validated it, then that pain went away that I had in my stomach. And so right behind that, I felt like I was really like mentally fuzzy and I couldn't get a thought. And I was actually even having a hard time putting my words together. And I'm relaying this to the woman that's the client that's here. And all of a sudden it dawned on me. I said, was she heavily medicated when she did this? Because I felt like I was kind of like, you know how you'd feel if you were really drunk. It was like that, but even way beyond that. And I said, you know, was she on some kind of heavy painkillers? Because I feel like I can't even, like my speech is slurred, like I can't even get it out. And she said, yeah, she was. And that would make sense because this woman was a child when her mom did this. So she didn't have a lot of the details surrounding it, but she did know those two pieces of information. And so that was really, the reason spirit does that is for validation. Right, to their loved one, like, yes, this is really me, you're speaking, and it helps the person that's still alive know that that is their loved one. So your question about if they were in pain when they passed over, are they still in pain? And the wonderful answer is no. That pain is only attached to the human body in this field, right, in this plane. And once they cross over into spirit, regardless how it happens, no, it is just, it's pure love is what it feels like. Like, it feels like the happiest you've ever felt in your entire life. And, you know, it's funny because once I started doing readings, like as my job, I got a hold of my mentor, Kennedy, oh gosh, I don't know, maybe 6 months after I was doing it, and said, man, I think I finally found my calling because I feel happy all the time. Like, things that I would normally worry about, I can't even remember what it's like to worry about it, right? Because it's like, I can't quite grasp the worry. And he said, you know what that is? He said, because I have to raise my vibration and spirit has to lower their vibration for us to be able to share messages. He said, it's residual energy left over from spirit is why you feel so great, because you're feeling the residual effects of how they feel on the other side.
Right. See, that brings me to my next question, which is, you know, a lot of family members who have had loved ones pass, they always have this, you know, oh, well, I want a sign from them, or I want to know that they're still around. And I mean, Casey and I talk about this constantly, that you have to raise your vibration to a more positive vibration to even, you know, hear them, to get anything from them. So talk a little bit about raising vibration, yeah, how you yourself incorporate raising your own vibration in order to make that meeting.
You connect. Okay. Yeah. So to do it, what I have, first of all, I have to relax, right? That's the biggest thing. Cause one of the things that I learned when I was mentoring with Kennedy is I said, man, this would have shown up when I was like 35, right? Instead of 40 something. And he said, well, you know, you weren't ready for it, or it would have. And what I've learned from doing this is when I was younger, I had too much noise in my own head, right? Like too many thoughts or worries or focusing on goals, right? It was just go, go, go all the time. And when you do that, you can't get quiet enough. Like, you have to be quiet to be able to receive messages from spirit. And so I always joke that when I'm in my business brain, it's really hard for me to jump over into the spirit brain, because it's like, it's using different parts. But what'll happen is, like, anytime I'm relaxed, like if I go and I'm getting my hair cut or I'm getting a massage, all kinds of stuff is just coming to me, all this information, right? And so to raise your vibration, also emotions have vibrations. So if you're feeling like love and gratitude and joy, that raises your vibration. If you are in low vibrating emotion, like negativity or hate or resentment or jealousy, any of those kind of emotions are super low vibrating. And so you're not going to be in a position that, you're not in a space to receive, if that makes sense.
Yes.
But you know what's funny? Without even thinking about vibration, you would be surprised how many people come to me and they'll say, like, every time I'm in the kitchen, I can feel my mom around. Or if I'm driving in the car, this song will come on and I can feel this person around me. And that is true when that happens. I think for some reason we've been taught to discount that feeling, like, oh, we're crazy, or, you know, whatever. That is actually true. Like, that song didn't come on the radio by accident. That came on purpose, right?
Right.
In fact, I did a reading for a woman a while back. It was so funny. She had this picture, and I always have people turn their pictures upside down because I don't want to see who it is or be led. And I am holding my hand over the picture, and all of a sudden I said, I feel like the picture is a man, but your grandma is here and wants to know. She's showing me a picture of you in like a kitchen pantry, kneeling on the ground, going through a box of pictures. And this lady, right before I came here to see you. And I said, your grandma's picture. And so this woman started laughing and said, well, I felt like the old boyfriend might have more to say. And I said, well, grandma's telling me that she's not going to be stopped just because there's not a picture here. So we spoke to grandma first, and then we went over and spoke to the old boyfriend.
Oh, perfect.
Isn't that funny?
That's great. So, okay. So this is something that I want you to kind of dive into, because as you were saying, your mind was so busy prior to this point in your life where things kind of calmed down and you were able to truly receive your gift and work with it. So in receiving and accepting, more like you've always had the gift. So in accepting your gift, how did that change your perspective of death? Because I know so many people fear it. And so what is something, a message that you can send to the masses? Because we have the masses that watch this. But anyways, you can send to the masses of what you...
Millions and millions of followers.
That would reassure people that death is not as scary as they think.
Well, you know, from my experience, I would say I always knew in my gut there was something better on the other side, right? Like, I've always believed in heaven. I've always believed in God. I've always believed in, I've always felt like I was divinely protected, even when I was young. And even when I was doing stupid things, right? That I was like, yeah, I shouldn't have walked away from that car. You know, I always felt like that. But I think what it's really taught me is, you don't have to live in fear. You know, like, even it is so hard to lose people you love, like really hard. And I even have a family member now who's very sick. And just like within the last week, like in the hospital kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And 10 years ago, I would have been beside myself, like, oh, I can't live without this person and my life's going to be over. And now I am to the point that I'm like, you know, I just love this person so much. And I know that the plan is already the plan. Whenever it's time for them to go is when it's time to go. And I also know that we grieve on this side for ourselves. We don't grieve for them. We grieve for ourselves because we miss them. But the real beauty is that we get to see them again. And before I started doing this, I thought it was someday. We'll get to see them someday, right? Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, they're always with us, you know? And that's the biggest thing I didn't realize before I started doing this is how much our loved ones are around us. Like, they still know birthday parties and celebrations. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll have a spirit show me, like, that they're watching their daughter sitting in this like really cushy chair in a reading nook reading. And I'll ask this person about it. And they'll be like, oh, I do that like almost every night when I get home from work. And that is validation from the spirit that they're there with them, right? That they were with their loved one. That's why they know what they do. And as far as actually dying, I think, you know, like, so I'm not afraid at all of death. I just hope it's painless, right? I'm more afraid of the process than I am of the actual event. So I'm like, you know, whenever it's my time, pull me up, but let's do it in my sleep. That's comfortable. That kind of thing.
Yeah,
and exactly. Unfortunately, all deaths can't be. And unfortunately, all deaths cannot be that. But here is the thing that I think brings people peace, is no matter how traumatic the death, the spirit is still in peace. Like, they are resting in peace. They're happy. Death is different for different people, even like people that take their own lives, because, you know, I was kind of brought up in a religion that said, gosh, if they do that, they're either stuck in hell or they're in purgatory or there's, you know, like somewhere bad. Right. And so you always worry about people, you know, that have done that kind of thing. And in my experience, with the exception of two people, and I've probably read for at least 30 spirits who have crossed themselves over, it's like they're in a classroom on the other side, right? Because either way, we have lessons that we needed to learn by coming to Earth. And if for some reason your time is cut short because of something that you chose, you still have to learn that lesson. It's just that you're learning those lessons on the other side instead of this side. So my experience, like I said, with the exception of just two, and they weren't, I'll talk about those two in a minute. But it's like they're in a classroom, right? Like learning. It's not anywhere bad. It's not anywhere painful. They're not being punished. It's basically like they're just learning some stuff. And you know, the irony is, do you remember I told you that woman I read for like 3 days ago whose mom had taken her own life?
Yeah.
The grandma, her mom, had tried the exact same thing a generation ago, and she had ended up as a vegetable. And so the woman that I read for, her mom, had taken care of her grandma her whole life because she was a vegetable, because she had also tried to cross herself over. And what I thought was interesting is that they are together on the other side. It's like they're almost going through the learning process together, because they both struggled with so much mental illness on this side. And that was like a common denominator, that on the other side, they're still together going through the classroom. And I thought that was interesting. That's the first time I've seen anything like that.
Yeah, that's really interesting to know that, you know, when you're both trying to attempt the same thing in life, and you've both been sent here to learn the same thing almost in life, that then in the afterlife, you're going to go through the same pattern. That's very interesting. I've never heard that before. And so that's yeah. New to me.
I'm curious about something, like at what point,
yeah. And I had never,
oh, sorry. This is going to sound,
go ahead, Casey.
This is going to sound really weird, but like, at what point does the spirit dissolve? Cause you know, we're talking about it like this is a, like this person is your mom, or, you know, I mean, we could either talk about, hey, you know, cause my mom and I have a belief, like at one point I was her mom, she was my kid, like, you know, all these different combinations, whether you believe in past lives or reincarnation, that's like a whole nother topic. And, you know, I mean, in terms of time, right? Like there's, you know, I don't want to get too bogged down in past and future lives and all of that, but I'm just curious, at what point does the spirit dissolve? Like, is the spirit kind of, I'm almost wondering, like, is it your own projection that's keeping that spirit intact? Like, is it really, what is that spirit on the other side? You know, because I think we have this sense of like, oh, that's my grandma. Or like you said, these two people are now learning their lesson. I'm like, well, what about the life I had 100 years ago? Like, I'm that, you know, so what's keeping the spirit intact versus also just the sense of like the spirit dissolving into just pure spirit and pure love, where there isn't, I guess what I'm getting at as I'm speaking is it still sounds like there's an identity, you know, and how much of that identity do we shed, and how does that dissolve in the afterlife? I'm just curious.
Good question.
No, those are great questions. Mm-hmm. So when spirit comes back, my experience is, and this is super funny, they will come back with their personality when I'm doing a reading, but the reason they don't have personality on the other side, but the reason they're coming back with the way they were when they were here is because it's an identifying factor for their loved ones that I'm reading for,
right,
to be able to validate. It's all about validation for, with my experiences, it's like the first half of the reading is validation, where the spirit is telling me stuff that I would never know. But what they're doing is they're validating it for their loved one that it really is them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then from there, if they want to ask questions or whatever. But Casey, your question is really interesting because, and believe me, I'm not the know-all be-all of like what happens in the afterlife. But it seems to me that, and I honestly don't even know where I know this from or why I have this belief system, but it seems like you're brought back with the same souls over and over again. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So like my dad this time around might be my husband or my sister next time around. Are you with me? And sometimes it's, you meet people and you have this immediate connection. Like you are just, you love this person. You're obsessed with this person. Like you feel like you have this connection, like you've known each other forever. I think that's what that is. I think you recognize them on some kind of a soul level without understanding exactly why. But yeah, so that mom and grandma, right, that came back, that's what they were to each other in this life. And that's what they were to this woman who was being read. On the other side, I think they're just probably pure light, right? Mm-hmm. Like sparkly. Yes. To me, it seems like they're light. Like, and I think too, some spirits on the other side, they have different things to do. You know, I think some spirits have jobs, when they cross over, and there's some things they need to do on the other side. Are you laughing? 'Cause you have a job for somebody?
No, I think I'll probably have a job when I. I wonder what my job.
Casey, is your job gonna be spiritually setting up Zoom for me?
Yes.
Your connections.
And me too.
Yeah. No, that's really. Really interesting. Yeah. I love how you explained that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what's funny too is, and it's so bizarre, when I was first figuring out what this was and how it works, it's like a muscle. So the more I do it, the stronger it gets, right? So in the beginning, I told you I used feeling, like clairsentient was my strength. But now as I work the muscle, it's like clairvoyant, like I can see, I can hear, which is clairaudio, all these different things. And it's funny because when I first started doing this, every once in a while I would do a reading and I would want to like giggle uncontrollably. Like I would just have this urge to laugh. And I'm thinking to myself, these people are going to think I'm insane, right? Like, why am I wanting to giggle for no reason? And then I realized that person, that spirit, was a super funny person or had a really good sense of humor on Earth. And they're making me feel like my funny bone is being tickled as a way of validating to their loved one that they're a funny person when they were a person.
Wow. That's very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah. You don't maintain your personality on the other side. I think that's something they do for us.
Yeah.
Yes. To help us identify them when they come back.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Do you feel like, you know, I'm kind of curious how, you know, if you have a sense of like when, you know, you are on the other side and you kind of said like, maybe there's jobs or, you know, I mean, is there like kind of a sense of creating like your next life or what you're going to come back as, or if you have these soul groups, you know, are you kind of like almost creating together like, okay, here's how we're going to enter the next life. I don't know. Like, I'm just curious, like, do you have a sense of, you know, maybe that's part of like what you said, that they're doing on the other side and that energy, you know, and does that interact in any way with us who are still here on Earth? I'm just curious.
No, those are great questions. Part of that question, I don't know the answer to, but the part that I do have a strong feel about is the reason it's so important to continue to grow and evolve while we're here on Earth is because those are all things we're going to need to know for the next life. So I think, like, I used to not, before I did that, used to understand what this was, I could never, my degree is in sociology, and I was like, why do some people act a certain way and other people act a completely different way? What is that? Is it upbringing? Is it nature versus nurture, right? That whole thing. And I really think what it is how evolved your soul is when you come back, which is why it's so important in this life to raise your vibration, to be kind to people, to continue to learn, to evolve as a person, because I think it feels to me like whatever you take with you when you leave is the foundation for what you'll have when you come back again. Mm-hmm. But that's just my feel. So I don't know if that's right.
Well, I think it's 100% right. And the reason I think that is because I don't think there's any bigger mission in your lifetime other than to get to know you and to truly understand you.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody gets so sidetracked. Yeah.
You know,
and to love you. Yes.
Is that, would you say,
I can't get over how.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Casey.
No, I was just going to say.
I can't remember what I was saying. Go ahead.
So we've done some shows on self-love recently, and I'm curious, is that like a vibration you get from people on the other side? Is that sense of, I mean, obviously love, there's just like the huge umbrella, but there's also this sense of like self-love for themselves that they want to bring back in, or I guess that's part of maybe the work you have or haven't done, but I'm just curious, that vibration in particular.
So I think on the other side, there is no idea of self,
yeah,
like how we define it.
Yeah,
I think it's just pure love.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting, I think I told you when I started doing the energy work back in 2005, right? And I had no idea that I had any of this. I just knew people had a tendency to be like moth to a flame with me, but mm-hmm. I didn't understand why. Drawn, not attracted. I was like, not attracted. What's the word? Drawn.
Oh, come on. Okay. So, attracted.
You're so good looking. Oh, No, not like that. So I was working with this energy coach, and it was so insane. The very first session we did, basically I was just meditating. I just had my eyes closed and I was just letting my mind wander. And it was so funny because she was kneeling at my feet and holding my ankles, and I could not figure out, actually I just never thought about it, but now I understand what she was doing is she was keeping me grounded because I have a tendency to float around up here and I love that feeling, right? But what she understood is if I don't keep myself, you have to keep yourself grounded for safety, right? For yeah. like the safety of my self. And so we're doing this session and all of a sudden, and I could feel like a spirit sitting next to me and my eyes are closed and I'm explaining to her, I'm like, somebody's sitting next to me on my right side. I can feel them. And then all of a sudden I could actually feel somebody sit down inside of me. I knew it was a Ooh. Man and I knew his name was William. And I'll tell you what, I freaked out. Like I seriously, my eyes popped open and I was like, somebody just sat down and I wanted to run is what I wanted mm-hmm. to do was get up and run. But I knew I couldn't outrun this little buddy that stopped by. And so I'm telling her like, you know, gosh, he is so angry because he felt betrayed by either his wife or his daughter. I couldn't figure out, but I knew he was like from this, like when the United States were settled and from the East Coast, like maybe Delaware or Maryland. And he was really predominant in his society. And one of them did something, and I still couldn't tell if it was the daughter or the wife, but they did something to embarrass him in society. And he was so furious, and he was still, and I could feel his fury when he was like, you know, in me or on me or whatever, like on me. And even at that time, it was so weird because my mind, I was talking to him just in my mind, and I kept just saying, it's all about love. It's all about love. It's only about love. And I just kept saying that to him, and I could feel him calming down. Yeah. And once he calmed down, I just said to him, you got to go. Like, you're not welcome here. You didn't ask. And I don't know how I knew to do that. And luckily, I think I felt a lot safer because my energy coach was right there. But I think that was when she was really like, we should start working together more because she understood what it was and I didn't understand.
Right. Yeah.
I'm curious though, you know, cause you mentioned that was angry, right? And like, cause you had said on the other side, like it's just pure love. So is that somebody who's in between and who hasn't fully crossed? I mean, is that, what is that?
It's somebody low vibrating. It's somebody low vibrating. And so low vibrating could be spirits that stay closer to the earth because they want their fix, right? So it'd be like people that were like an alcoholic or a drug addict, or he had so much anger that he was just choosing to not step over into the light, right? Because by staying close to earth, oh, you're going to love this, Casey. Did you know the reason that they call booze spirits is because when you are drinking, you can be more open to low vibrating spirits being able to kind of glom onto you.
Right.
So do you guys know, like, do you know, have you ever known people that are like a Jekyll and Hyde when they drink, like they're normal and then they have a couple of drinks and they're a nut?
Yes.
That's what, always what I equate that to. That's always what I think that is. Is I'm like,
I'm kidding.
And now we all know, don't drink with Kelly.
No, it really
but,
is.
But yeah, so that kind of.
Oh, sorry.
So I just wanted to say, finish that thought real quick, Casey. Yeah. So low, I don't do anything with low vibrating spirits. So anytime, in fact, I say every day, whether I'm doing readings or not, that I am only that only the highest vibrating spirits are allowed around me, near me, or through me. Mm-hmm. And I give thanks. And by stating that, that protects me so that nothing low vibrating can come into my world.
Yeah. No, I think that that's really neat. And Kelly and I were talking about how, you know, that's such a great thing for all of us to do in general, right? I mean, whether it's a spirit, whether it's just our own energy,
for sure,
creating a, you know, a spirit-like energy. So I love how, you know, you bring that up and how we can all kind of create that for ourselves. I mean, right now, right, with the election and with politics, I mean, I feel like, you know, it's like, hey, no low vibrating, yeah. You know, energy, yes, are allowed in my personal bubble. I am sovereign, you know, so I love how you kind of bring that to the table, because I think it can be applied while we're here, you know, in physical existence. And, mm-hmm, you know, and I think obviously it takes, you know, where is the, I don't know, like, do you need to pass, when you pass, do you need to pass with a certain vibration then to cross over? Because if you're too low, then you just don't cross over until you've done the work to raise it? Or I don't know, I guess I already asked that question, but I'm just so curious.
Or you're scared of the answer.
Scared at all.
I'm just teasing.
This a lot on the show, and I totally disagreed with Kelly. Kelly and I completely disagreed about passing and all this stuff. So I'm just like curious on your thoughts.
So Casey, everybody passes over to the light, everyone. And when you're, so basically everybody goes to heaven. And then when you're there, there's different vibration levels of heaven is what, that's what Pat Longo teaches. And I haven't done a ton of research into that. But everybody automatically goes to heaven. And then once you're there, your version of heaven is, I'm not sure. Like it seems to me like, cause sometimes I'll read and there'll be spirits that are like an adventurer, they're wanting to see everything and they're running around like, let's see this and let's explore that kind of thing. And then other people, it seems like they're happy sitting on a front porch of the house that they lived in their whole life because that feels like heaven to them. But everybody crosses over to heaven from my experience. Okay. And in fact, my mentor said, even Hitler, you're going to love this. Even Hitler went to heaven. And I was like, no, I have a huge problem with that. And so, I asked Pat, you know, I asked Pat Longo when we were chatting and I said, what is up with that? Do you believe that? And she said, well, here's the thing. And that's when she started talking about like the six different kind of vibration levels. And I don't know where the number six came from. And like I said, I haven't done any research into that. All I know is that I protect myself, so only the very high, so the highest vibrating spirits. But you know what? I have read for people who, like, their loved one maybe was not a very good person when they were on Earth, right? They did say some things that they were just not always a very good person. And it's interesting because a lot of times those If they feel remorse about it, they'll come through. And if they don't feel remorse, they just don't show up.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Makes complete sense.
Definitely. I wonder if like, yeah, because I feel like it would be maybe an energetic exchange, you know, that you would still maybe have something energetically for you that was trying to call to them, you know, because you wanted to get something complete, but then it would need like the energetic exchange on the other side that they actually cared to get it complete as well. You know, otherwise, like you said, they just might not come in. I find that really interesting. It's like a partnership almost, or a, you know, does that?
Yeah, I can't. Well, and what's interesting is I can't control what spirit shows up. So sometimes, you know, I've actually had people be like, I don't want to talk to my ex-husband under any circumstance. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but he's pushing to come through. Oh, he obviously has something to say. And then I've had people be like, you know, I have to talk to this person, and I just tell them it's not like a radar but what does help is, so I think I told you psychometry is my strength, that if you can have something with you that belonged to that loved one that you'd like to connect with.
Yeah.
It's almost like it sends them a little signal that says, boy, we sure would like to talk to you if you can.
Right.
So, I've done, like I said, I've done readings where they want to talk to one person, but three people show up before we get to that one person.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes, JJ, don't they do something like where they almost piggyback on each other sometimes, where there's one vibration that's a little bit higher than the other, and they help to bring other people in as well.
Mm. I don't know if it's that they help to bring other people in as much as it is. It seems like they know when I start opening up to being willing to receive, right?
Right.
And that's why, like, I always give a speech when I start, like, okay, I have a physical reaction when I start interacting with spirit that, like, my eyes will get watery and I'll get goosebumps. And so if it looks like I'm crying, I'm not seeing anything bad. It's just a physical reaction. Like if I smelled pepper and sneezed, right? Like if you smell pepper and sneeze, that's a physical reaction. So
right.
That's my physical reaction when, and that's also the, validation that spirit will give me if I'm saying something that's correct. Like if I'm hitting the nail on the head per se, that's how they're telling me, yeah, you're on the right track. Keep talking about what you're talking about.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So here's something interesting that I wanted to know how you do it, because it might be a good tool for other people as well. So when you start to read for people, or you have been reading for a whole day, like I know you did today, how do you work?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, if I seem a little tired, I'm like, wow.
I know, right? So how do you, I guess in a sense, protect yourself? Like what is the way in which you ground and protect yourself so that you're not completely sucked dry by your work?
Right. Yeah, no, those are great questions. I always, I begin every day before I even step out of bed with a grounding technique. And it's the same technique that I use before every session and at the end of the day when I'm done. And what that is I picture myself in an iridescent bubble. So it's like a bubble you can see through, but it has the rainbow film on the outside. Mm-hmm. And then I picture, and by the way, Pat Longo is the one that taught me this, and I'll remind me to go back to the whole empathic thing when I'm done.
Okay.
So I used to always do that, but I would still be able to absorb stuff from people, which would make me feel sick, like nauseous, which would make me not want to do it. And so what Pat taught me is, besides that bubble, I needed to put myself in the bubble and then have giant tree roots growing out. This is all a visualization. So you're closing your eyes to do this visualization. Have giant tree roots growing out the bottoms of my feet and my tailbone so that they're going down into the core of the earth. So they go super fast down to the core and then they spread out really wide and clamp in like tree roots would to stabilize me. And then I step in back into my own body and picture my torso from my collarbone to my hip bone completely wrapped in a solid silver metal vest, like what the knights used to wear back in the old days. And then do opposite hand to opposite shoulder so that your wrists are crossing in front of your heart chakra, which is where you absorb most of your negative energy from people, just like that, Casey. And then picture a golden light pouring from the universe down into the top of my head and going through my entire body until the entire inside of that bubble is encased in golden light, which I'm inside that bubble. So that is a really great way to protect yourself so that I'm not absorbing what other people are bringing in. And also not absorbing anything left over from spirit. But I've got to say, you know, spirit, once I started understanding how to interact with it, it's become so much easier. Like sometimes, you know, I'll do a reading and the person will leave and then the spirit still is like, hey, let's, you know, I want to hang out. I'm like, no, it's time for you to go, you know, thanks for coming by. You go back to the light, you know, I'm sending you with love and gratitude, that kind of thing. Yeah. But yeah, I had a spirit one time that was really kind of bossy and pushy, which is what her personality was in real life. And she just had a ton of information. So even after her friend had left, she was trying to like pop in at 7 at night when I'm loading the dishwasher. And I was like, inappropriate, not okay. I have to go. Like, if you have more information, you come back in the daylight and tell me what you have to say.
And please knock did. Before
she
you
came back the next day. Yeah, no, I have no knocking. How creepy is that? But you know, I do, one thing I really appreciate about spirit too, honestly, all joking aside, is so they give me so much great information, but one thing I'm really grateful for is I don't see spirit like if somebody was standing next to you, Kelly, or if somebody was like standing over in my doorway. And I really, like, I ask them to not do that because that scares me. Mm-hmm. Like, it catches me off guard, like if I saw a mouse, right? And so I'm like, I don't want to interact like that. Like Pat taught me, that's cool. It's like, if you set the guidelines, they go by your guidelines, which is, it's very, that's very cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would be the same way. I'd tell them not to show up.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because now it's like, if I see them, I see them like in my mind's eye. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
which is
I
fine.
Did this Reiki.
Yeah.
Totally fine. So it's like, I did this Reiki session today on this woman, and she's been a client for probably 2 years and comes every month. And we sit down and we're visiting, and it's supposed to be Reiki, but I was like, okay, so. This is what I said, do you mind if I give you some information I'm picking up? And she's like, no, do. And so I'm like, all right, so I'm getting this information about your husband and blah, blah, blah. And so I did that and I go, and I'm getting information that your daughter has been having some problems lately and is getting in trouble. And she said, yes. And I said, and she suffers from like anxiety. But I keep getting like this chaotic, erratic feeling from her that it's more like an anxiety disorder and not just she's being a typical 21-year-old. And she was like, yep, that's right. And so I said to her, do you want me to stop? Right? Because we're actually supposed to be doing energy work on you. And she was like, no, let's do this first, because it gave her a lot of good information about stuff that's going on in her life right now. And typically when it shows up like that, just where I'm feeling bombarded with information, I typically ask if it's okay if I say something, because that's not stuff that is just hanging out for the fun of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it makes me think like, I love what you said about all of this, because it's like the own, you know, let's say that we have a loved one that's passed, you know, maybe we can set some parameters like, hey, could you show me these kinds of signs? Or I want to be able to hear something, or I want to be able to see something. You know, you were talking about the difference between like clairaudience and clairsentience and clairvoyance. And, you know, I mean, like, hey, could you, you know, help me play with my own gifts? Like, how could you reveal yourself to me, or, you know, to make it kind of like maybe you could kind of set and just play around with it, right? And maybe kind of set some terms on how maybe you're requesting that they show up. I don't know. Do you find that people do that?
No, I don't. I
they could. Could they do that?
I don't know. Well, I was going to say, I have two different opinions that go in two different directions. I think it's really important, unless you've kind of had some training, to not play with fire. Like when I see people go, oh, I do Ouija boards or seances, I'm like, bleh, no. Because that's all opening stuff to low vibrating spirit. No thanks. But there are mediums that do training classes on how to tap into that, how to tap into your intuition, learning how to recognize signs. So there are mediums that teach that kind of stuff, which is great. And from my experience, the easiest way, and this is how spirit used to always present itself to me when I was a lot younger, like in my 20s and 30s, is through dreams. So somebody had passed, whether I was super close to him or not, and within a week or two, I would have a dream where we would be standing in a meadow and there were mountains in the background and we were just having a conversation with each other. Mm-hmm. And it would be like so beautiful and I would feel so at peace. And then I would wake up and I would just know, right? I'd be like, I interacted with their spirit. That's what that was. And how you can tell the difference between a spirit visit and just a dream about a loved one is on a spirit visit, there's no action. So it's not like we're running through the woods and we jumped into a house. It's not like that. It's like you're just having a conversation.
Right.
And that actually is a visit from spirit. And I think a lot of people actually have that. And the reason is because that's the easiest way for spirit to talk to us, mm-hmm. because that's when our mind is most at rest.
Interesting. Again, getting the mind out of the way, to do anything.
Yes. That's it. You are exactly right, Kelly. It's like when I stopped being so in my head all the time with life, I can't believe how the information shows up now without having to really work at it. And all I have to do is relax.
Yeah. Cause you're just, you're literally free flowing. There's nothing stopping the flow.
Yeah.
Good.
Right.
So do we want to test the waters here a little bit? Are you up for it, JJ? Because I know shit's coming.
Yeah, before we even got on the call, I had stuff coming through. And so I thought maybe we could talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure it goes with Kelly, and it would be your grandma, which is your mom's mom. Were you close to her?
Yes. I wasn't close to her. I was young. I was young. I was very young.
But was she like, which is funny because she was showing me a picture of you in little cowboy jeans and boots and hair in like long pigtails. Was she a farmer or rancher?
Yes.
Okay. Cause she was showing me herself in like a pair of Wranglers and then like a plaid, like snap down shirt. Remember, like not the button downs, but the ones that actually had snaps.
Yeah, of course.
And I felt like she actually worked the farm with the family, right? Like she wasn't just in the house baking pies all the time, but she was out like branding cattle and doing the hard work.
Yes, right? she would ride her red roan even to school. Like that's the kind of ranch girl she was.
Okay. Yeah. So she was coming through a lot and So she was showing me pictures of this and I feel like oh, and I know what else I was going to ask you. When I was like in my zone and paying attention to her, when she passed, I felt like she just fell asleep and then just couldn't wake up. Do you know if that's how she passed? Was in her sleep or a peaceful?
It was very peaceful. There was nothing. I mean, she was in pain prior, but she passed very peacefully.
But not with the passing. I was going to say, because I really felt like when I was meditating on her that I wanted to fall asleep. And then once I fell asleep, I felt like, but I wasn't asleep, I was awake, but I felt like I was having a really hard time to try to wake back up. And so that signaled to me that she must have passed in her sleep, or that it was peaceful like that at the end.
Yes.
And then, do you mind if I bring up somebody else that I was having a feeling about?
No, yes, go right ahead.
That's it. The reason I ask is sometimes this starts being personal, right?
Oh, like bring it on.
Start bringing stuff up. Okay. I felt like there was a young boy that had passed, and I was thinking, was he your brother?
No, he was my best friend. Like a brother.
He was your best friend. Mm-hmm. Like a brother. Mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay. And he, at first I felt like it was an accident is how he passed. But then I started feeling like he had a fever. Mm-hmm. Did he have some kind of a fever?
Well, it was an accident, but, the fever thing makes sense because it was to his head.
Mm-hmm. To his head. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Would he have been about, I don't know, 9 or 10, something like that.
Well, maybe in his maturity, but no, he was 16.
That's super funny. So he was 16 when he passed?
Yes.
So he was 16 when he passed. Okay. Yeah. I could feel he was a young boy, but I couldn't see him. And I just kept getting 9-10. And I don't know what that means. That could sometimes either mean an age or a date of when they passed, something of that nature. But I feel like that loss was a really hard loss for the family.
Yes, very. One of the hard, I think to date, still the hardest that we ever experienced.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, when I was focusing in on your grandma and she was giving me information, she started showing me a picture or an impression of this young boy. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they were any way connected or if the boy was just trying to come through stronger than the grandma. Can you tell me?
He probably was trying to come through stronger than her.
Okay. Because they weren't connected like family or friends.
Right. Well, no, but I could see, no.
Okay. All right. But yeah, so that's, do you want me to keep going? If I keep going, I'm going to have to start spacing out right now. It's the only reason I'm asking.
Sure. That's entirely up to you, JJ. That's your thing. I don't want to exhaust you anymore.
I'm getting a little tired. That's okay. I start being more and more spacey as the day goes on. So that's why I'm asking.
Well, it's very interesting that you brought in those two people, because last week when I told my mother that I was going to have you on, I said, no matter what, grandma's coming in. And she said, oh, grandma never comes in. I said, the shit she isn't, she's coming in. And I said, and then right as you were talking, I wrote Grant's name on my page. Because I was like, that's the other person that's going to come through.
Wow.
So good work, my friend.
And those were the people?
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, your grandma, your mom's mom, she's been trying to come through since we did our practice test the other day.
Yep. And I wore her ring.
Remember when we...
Yep.
Today? Yeah.
No, I wear it for these podcasts. So...
Okay. Yeah. And then, um, So Grant had a head injury, you said?
Yes.
Did he get, I feel like he got kicked by a cow.
Well, kind of. No, he actually, it was a ski accident. And yeah, he got hit from behind by someone else.
Oh, so that's not even close. That's not even close. There's something with livestock that keeps popping into my mind.
Well, I've been kicked by a cow.
That explains so much.
Your brain damage. This is kidding. What we're trying to explain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I am pretty fried. So if you want to do more, let's do it sometime when I'm fresh. So okay. Because I keep getting there's something with livestock that keeps coming in, but I can't quite place what's going on. So, and I think that's actually your grandma. So
yeah, and there's so much livestock on that side of the family. I mean, between sheep, horses, cows. I mean, I'm surprised that they're all just not running you over.
Maybe that's why I feel so tired all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're taking you for a ride of their own.
Yeah. But I feel like both of them have more to say, but I'm just so fried tonight that if you're okay with it, let's do it when I'm fresh.
Yes. Oh,
and if you want to record it, you can.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's 9:20 at night and I usually stop doing this by 6.
Just kidding. I think that's what the numbers 9:10 were about. The spirits were like, it's 9:10. You need to
do this
and we'll do this another time.
Was it 9:10?
I think the spirits are like,
you know, it's past your bedtime.
Yeah, there you go. you know what's interesting about that number though, JJ, is that, well, not really 9:10, but 9:11 is a number that I see constantly. Hmm. So you almost nailed that number, which is pretty interesting because it's like 9:10. No, I'm 9:11, but that's all I see all the time. Every time I turn around, it's like 9:11, 9:11, 9:11. And I've seen it for like the past 2 years all the time. So
that's gotta be a sign. That has to symbolize something if you continually see that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not the 9:10 that I was seeing. Like I would love to take credit for that and go, oh yeah, that's what that was. But no, if you're seeing that on a regular basis, it means something for you. Remind me when we do our reading to ask what it is, because I'm sure it symbolizes something that you just haven't quite put your finger on yet.
Yeah. That's neat. Well,
I feel like Grant has more to say. So
he always has something to say.
Well, and he's been mentioned on this podcast a couple times. So I feel like it would be, you know, a perfect energy to kind of connect with. I feel like he's in this podcast. He has some energy in here.
He does.
I'll tell you what, let's do a reading when it's way earlier in the day, like around one or two. I do most of my readings between noon and 5 or 11 and 5 or 6, somewhere in there. Because as the day goes on, it becomes mentally exhausting to try to keep at that level for such a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Plus your body.
And I'm not a morning person.
Down, you know, sleep and nighttime is probably not the time.
What happens is I start getting more and more spacey as it goes on. And then when I become so mentally tired, I can't quite put my finger on who I'm talking to.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like your grandma and Grant, I was talking to them at 6:45 tonight when I messaged you the first time.
Right.
Is when I was like in the headspace because I was coming straight out of readings. And so I found it's easier to piggyback those readings on each other because then I stay in that same mind space the whole time versus like I do a reading and then I go pay bills or make business calls and then to go back to a reading, that becomes a lot more difficult because I have to jump the parts of my brain, I guess, that are being used.
Right. Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So unless do you have anything for Casey or you're just totally fried out?
No, she's good. Well, we'll let her rest.
I see someone next to you, Casey.
I just have any I was going to say, I didn't have anything for Casey, but here's what I, Casey, there's somebody standing right next to you. No, I'm kidding. I think honestly, Kelly, because I know you and I'm energetically connected to you already, that mm-hmm. that's why that was coming through.
Right.
And I think with Casey, when I'm not just focused on figuring out the technology of, you know what I mean, like what we're doing right yeah. now. Hold on a second though. I feel a male presence around Casey. Has your dad crossed over, Casey?
Mm-mm.
No.
My mom's dad would come to mind.
It's definitely male. And like I said, at this point, I'm fried, so I don't like to guess. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But let's do this where we record it, and we'll do it individually. All right. So like you can record me and Casey doing it, and then we'll do a different recording of Kelly and I. Mm-hmm. And but earlier in the day.
And then
is that okay?
Yeah. And then what we'll do is we'll post.
Because my other question is. Are you done, Kelly?
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. I was waiting for you.
And the other thing, see, it's late. This is what happens. The other thing, Casey, is when we do our reading, if you can have something with you that belonged to your loved one, that helps me with the connection.
Sounds good. All right. So
I'm guessing you're not holding anything right now, right?
I'm wearing it.
Oh, you are. Right. You do have something on. Okay.
I do.
Tricky.
So this is what I want to say, besides, you know, frying us all out and the delays of the lovely internet. But JJ, how can people reach out to you and get in touch with you to have a reading?
Oh, okay. That's a great question. That's a great question. On my website, which is jjsmithmedium.com, there is a calendar icon there. So if they would like to schedule an appointment, they just click on the calendar and figure out which time of day they want, and they can schedule like that. And that sends me a notification of their information. And then I reach out to them that same day with either a text or a call and say, hey, thanks for booking. I'll see you. I'll talk to you on the phone on Thursday at, you know, 3 p.m., something like that.
Okay.
But the other cool thing about that, and I also have a Facebook page under the same name, JJ Smith Medium. But the cool thing on either the Facebook page or the website, there are these really funny, fun video clips, that are of readings. Sorry, I'm getting super tired. They are, so it's called the weekly Wow of Spirit Stories. And it's one of the readings that I did the week before that made an impression on me. And so that's kind of cool, because I think we probably have, I don't know, 12 or 15 episodes up there now. Cause my gal posts one per week, and it's nice because I think it helps people see like, oh, like that kind of thing happens to other people, or, oh, look at that. Do you know what I mean? I think mm-hmm. it just gives a little more validation. That this is real, because you know sometimes I have people come in and say I don't believe in this at all, and I say that's okay, because I don't have any ego. It's not me doing it, right? It's
right.
Spirit doing it. And but even though they don't believe in it, they're there for a reading. Mm-hmm. And then they leave and go, okay, now I believe.
Yeah. Awesome. I love that.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. No, it's so beautiful. You know, I almost feel like clearly on some level of themselves, they had enough belief to even be in the space with you, right? Like, I think that it's kind of neat that sometimes, you know, even on the surface, we may not allow ourselves to receive or to believe or to whatever, but there is some part of us deep inside that still brought you there, was mm-hmm. still strong enough. You know, maybe it was that connection that you just really wanted to, you know, connect with that loved one or whatever. So I think that's beautiful. You know, sometimes you kind of almost are drawn regardless because of that light inside of you takes you to that place, even if you try and resist, you know? So I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, JJ.
Yeah. And you know, what's really nice.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that I really love about, so I've been doing this full time for, I don't know, about 2.5 years probably. And what I really like is it's like the right people always find me. Do you know what I mean? And Casey had asked about this earlier when I was talking about how I always protect myself by saying only the highest vibrating spirits are allowed around me, near me, or through me. I also say the same, I add people too, like only the highest vibrating spirits and people are allowed around me, near me, or in my space. Because vibration is a powerful thing. And if you set your intention on what's allowed in your life, it seems to me like that's what shows up. So, so what's great is most of all my business is all like word of mouth, friend of a friend, even like how we're doing this podcast, Kelly. I mean, gosh, we've known each other 6 years now, probably since we were doing the books, right? Writing the books and publishing the books.
Yeah,
long time. So it's always cool to me how the right stuff circles back around when it's supposed to.
Right, exactly. It always does.
And, well, you know, one last thing I wanted to tell Casey was, and I can't remember what the question specifically was, but when we were talking about like being in your own head, the other thing that I found really powerful is when I stopped trying to force my own will, because believe me, I was a master at forcing my will, right? I built many successful businesses by forcing my own will. Yeah. And when I finally stopped doing that and just opened myself up to the universe and the power, you know, God's power, not his will, not my will. I can't believe what an avalanche of wonderful things have just fallen into my lap without really even having to try.
No, it's beautiful. You said the word receive, you know, you said it several times and I love that. You said receive and relax. And that speaks to what you're saying. You know, it's like, if you can just relax enough to receive and allow that to flow through, you know, allow spirit to flow through, then it's just right there. So I love that.
Yeah.
Well, JJ, thank you so much for coming and joining us this evening. Yeah, what an eye-opening and beautiful way to discuss a thing that so many fear. And hopefully after listening to this, there will be no fears involved in it. So we love you and thank you so much. And thank you to our viewers. And remember, be the love that is within. And we will see you all next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, girls. You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.